Heard all across the United States, Canada, and around the world. This is the Best of the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Hank is president of the Christian Research Institute. At CRI, our desire is to equip you to not only defend the historic Christian faith, but become an apprentice of Jesus Christ, because life and truth matter. To learn more or to find resources to help you grow in grace, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. Or go to our website at equip.org. That's equip.org. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Last week was an extraordinary week of broadcasts. One of the broadcasts involved something that quite literally took my breath away. It was as though I saw the finger of God in the studio. I got a call, the first time I got a call like this in over 5 years, about whether or not someone should adopt a frozen embryo. And it just so happened that a 9-year-old girl was sitting in the studio with me. She was adopted as a frozen embryo. And she now is a drop-dead, gorgeous, wonderful Christian young girl. And I saw the finger of God in not only the timing of the question and the fact that she was sitting in the studio with me, just happened to be visiting with her parents, but I saw the finger of God once again as I thought about the fact that we are debating in the land whether or not a zygote or an embryo has personhood. Well, I can go through all of the arguments to demonstrate that a zygote has all of the criteria necessary to establish biological fact, or life as biological fact, and not only that, but this was a body-soul unity. But now no longer did I need the argument, because I was looking at the representation of the image of God. And the reason I bring this up, and quite frankly, as much as 2 minutes ago, I didn't even think about bringing this up. It just came to mind as the show opened. I thought, what an incredible parallel to something that I want to do at the beginning of this broadcast. I want to talk about design and purpose in living things. If you've been listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast for any period of time, you're familiar with metamorphoses, the beauty and the design of butterflies. Throughout history, butterflies have fascinating, they fascinated all of us in many ways, because they're so unlike the caterpillar that they came from. And metamorphosis is a beautiful illustration of what will happen to us when we are transformed during resurrection. Are these butterflies just products of blind, undirected processes? Kind of like, was the zygote or the embryo just a blob of cells or a fertilized human egg? And then there's another DVD that I'm sure you've heard me talk about. It's called Flight, the Genius of Birds, in which you get a closer look at a bird's complex design. It's a powerful tool and addresses head-on why evolution is false. And all this month, a resource that is perhaps, it's hard to rate these films, quite frankly. They're all genius. But a new film, Living Waters, Intelligent Design in the Oceans of the Earth, again, recognizing that more than 70% of the earth is covered by water, and this is a realm where biological wonders reflect the highest levels of purpose and design. extraordinary clues to the mystery of life. They shine like stars throughout a liquid or a water universe. And so if you don't have these resources, you can get all three of them for a suggested gift of $100 or more, or Living Waters for your gift this month to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute. Now, if you don't have Living Waters, get that first. You may even want to think of getting all three of them, but these are things that you can watch with your family and be reinvigorated in terms of your witness to a lost and searching world. This will give you the ability to have answers. You might even want to watch them with unbelieving friends, but certainly watch them with your family. They're available. Again, you can check them out on the web at equip.org, or you can write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Or you can talk to one of our resource consultants standing by, 888-7000 and the letters CRI. Well, we have a treat in store for us. Before we go to our calls today, and we'll be doing that later on in the broadcast, 888-ASK-HANK is the number to dial. But before we do that, we're going to talk to Ladd Allen. He is the co-founder of Illustria Media. This is a motion picture production company based in Southern California. Ladd has produced, he has written, he's directed more than 100 films, received numerous international awards, but in my view, great will be his reward in heaven. These films have helped to popularize the scientific case for intelligent design in the universe, and Ladd joins me on the broadcast. Good to have you back with us.
Hank, it's great to be back. Always enjoy it.
Sometimes I think that it is going to be impossible for you to do something else that is as stunning as Metamorphosis, Flight, Privileged Planet, and the list goes on, but you hit the nail on the head with this one.
Well, we swung the hammer for a long time to hit it. I'm glad to hear we did. I think very long, demanding film and exciting to work on, but extremely challenging. And I think when it was all through, we were all involved on it. It was a tremendous collaborative effort. We all felt like God had led us well and taken us to where we hoped to get with it.
Talk about your vision for ministry. I mean, what you're doing through Illustria Media is transformational. How did you come upon this passion, this vision for ministry?
Well, I've always had an interest in science, and I spent many years working with Moody Institute of Science, making films for them. And then in 1997, Jerry Harnett and I and Jim Adams started Illustria Media. And at the time, we wanted to extend some of the work we had done in Moody and take it to a different level, a level that would continue to reach out to people who were skeptical about Christianity and about faith because they felt that science had proven that there was no God. And about this time when we started, maybe a year or two earlier, I'd come in contact with Steve Meyer and the work that was going on at the Discovery Institute, and I was just convinced that this case for intelligent design that they were developing, it wasn't a religious case, it wasn't based on religious arguments, it was based purely on contemporary cutting-edge science that was pointing, I felt irrefutably to a supernatural creator, and I saw the materials they were developing, the arguments they were developing, Michael Behe, Bill Dembski, Steve Meyer, so many really sharp people that were working on this. I thought, this is the way for Christians to take their faith into a skeptical world and to confidently defend their faith in a world where really scientific establishment has fully embraced the idea of Darwinian evolution and blind, undirected processes, and schools have, and and raised four boys, all educated in public schools, and we had great talks over the years and prepared them to go out into the world and really defend their faith, and that's what I want to continue to do.
What was cool about this particular video, movie, motion picture, whatever you want to call it, it's available on DVD, but I watched it with some kids along with my wife and was fascinated by their fascination, the fact that this kept their attention throughout. In other words, they never stopped looking at the screen. They never stopped watching. It wasn't like, let me get up and do something else. This is boring. They were riveted.
Well, that's wonderful, and that's exactly what we hope to accomplish. I think a great motivator in all of this is, you know, any night of the week you can turn on television and you can see something by the BBC or National Geographic that is just beautifully produced, nature films, wildlife films, beautifully produced and very compelling visually and entertaining, and yet the vast majority of these films are just grounded in scientific materialism and Darwinian evolution. And I looked at that and I thought, you know, I'd like to do something as technically and as aesthetically pleasing as what the BBC and National Geographic is doing, but instead of extolling the virtues of Darwin, to present evidence for intelligent design. And so we started on this last series, Flight Metamorphosis and Now Living Waters. We had this vision of a three-part set 5 years ago, and we've been working nonstop for 5 years, and this is, you know, Living Waters was completed in June, and it was thrilling to actually have seen the dream of doing this come to life.
You've hit on some kind of a magical formula, if you will, inspired by the Lord, no doubt. But what I like about these films so much is that they really don't preach at you. In other words, you allow the dolphins, the sea turtles, the salmon, the humpback whales to do the preaching for you, so that when you're done watching, you've not only heard some commentary which is poignant, albeit sometimes brief. When you're done, you get it. It just becomes self-evident to you. So you've kind of found a formula here.
The formula is Romans 1, right? 19 and 20. God has revealed himself to man through the things he's made. And every day we're out in the field filming, you know, we're thinking, one of God's great revelations to humanity is his creation. I mean, you go out into the world and you look at the complexity and the spectacular engineering involved in these animals, be it butterflies or eagles or dolphins or whales or any number of them that we've been documenting the last 3 years. And you consistently see what Paul wrote about in Romans 1, that God reveals himself to man through the things he's made. In Job, we read, you know, Job says, ask the beasts, and they shall tell you, and the birds of the air will proclaim unto you. And God uses his creation to reveal himself. So we try to capture glimpses of this on camera. We could never do it any full justice, but to show it and reveal it in ways maybe you haven't seen before. We use a lot of very elaborate computer animation to illustrate how these biological systems like echolocation or a salmon's sense of smell or, you know, butterfly metamorphosis or how hummingbirds fly. We use animations that haven't been attempted before in many cases to really illustrate what God's made.
Ladd Allen, he is the co-founder of Illustria Media. It's a motion picture production company based in Southern California. Ladd and his team have produced something that is stunning and transformational. Flight Metamorphosis, Living Waters. You can find them on the web, available for your gift. In fact, as a package for a suggested donation of $100 or more, or Living Waters. I mean, that's the featured DVD all this month. You can find it on the web, available for your gift. equip.org. You can write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. As always, resource consultants, they are standing by, 888-7000, and the letter is CRI. Lad, we deeply appreciate you, your work, and look forward to continued interviews all this month.
Thank you so much, Hank, and you've done just an unbelievable job of helping to get this message out. We make these films so Christians can take them out into the world as tools to reach a skeptical world. And you have just, for more than a decade, you've just done such a wonderful job of helping to get the word out about them. We can never thank you enough. It's a pleasure to be involved with your work.
Well, thank you so much. And again, thank you for your work. You are constantly in our thoughts and prayers. The Flight Living Waters, you can find it on the web at equip.org. You just simply do not want to miss it. It is transformational. Going to be back on the other side of the break with answers to your questions. The number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. Whatever you want to ask, just call the number 888-ASK-HANK. We'll be right back in just a few moments with more answers to your questions.
For millions of people today, science has become the sole authoritative arbiter of truth. Yet the problem is generally not the facts of science, but the theoretical presuppositions that relentlessly distort the interpretation of those facts. One source that clears up interpretive distortions of the scientific facts about Earth's underwater realm is Living Waters, the latest film in Illustra Media's The Design of Life series. This DVD demonstrates how underwater life, including dolphins, whales, and sea turtles, reflects the highest level of purpose and design. To receive Living Waters on DVD as our thanks for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. Equip.org. Stay tuned. Hank Hanegraaff will be right back to answer more questions. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. Over the past year, American news has been dominated by one story after another of a black man being fatally injured in a confrontation with police. Allegations of racism have followed each case, accompanied by discussions, debates, demonstrations, and disturbances with an intensity unseen since the 1960s. What kind of healing can Christian faith bring to this national divide? Other topics include assessing the church's change of heart about homosexuality. Is it immoral to believe in God? Two views on human origins, and much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI or subscribe online at equip.org. A dolphin's biosonar permits it to distinguish the difference between a golf ball and a ping pong ball based solely on its density. In fact, dolphins can see inside things. What's more, a dolphin can detect a BB at the bottom of a swimming pool blindfolded. To think a dolphin's echolocation system simply arose from purposeless processes rooted in blind chance is nothing short of preposterous. Learn more about how the biological wonders in Earth's underwater realm reflect the highest levels of purpose and design in Living Waters, the latest film in Illustra Media's The Design of Life series. To receive your copy of Living Waters on DVD as our thank you for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. Cold case detective J. Warner Wallace would never allow a divine intruder to enter his life. Yet over time, something changed, and he now sees himself as a guest in the Creator's universe. Detective Wallace is not a theist because his parents believed or because he needed to fulfill a void in his life. Rather, he says, "I believe God exists because the evidence leaves me no reasonable alternative." God's Crime Scene, a cold case detective examines the evidence for a divinely created universe, presents the cosmological, biological, mental, and moral cases for God. To receive God's Crime Scene as our thanks for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. Equip.org. A dolphin's echolocation system, or biosonar, permits it to detect a BB at the bottom of a swimming pool blindfolded. To think this ability arose from blind chance is nothing short of preposterous. Learn more about how the dolphin's biosonar and other biological wonders in Earth's underwater realm reflect the highest levels of purpose and design in Living Waters, the latest film in Elestra Media's The Design of Life series. To receive Living Waters on DVD as our thanks for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. Or visit equip.org. Equip.org. Once again, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Let's go right back to our phone callers. Next up is Andrew. He's listening in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, CJCA. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Hank. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I'm just wondering what your idea is on how old the Earth is. I've listened to your broadcast, and I did overhear you talking about the old world theory, and I'm just wondering what that means. I come from a fundamental Christian background. My dad used to be a Baptist minister, and I think the main thinking is that the Earth is under 10,000 years old, and if you think differently, I'm just wondering what you think how old the Earth is and what you're getting that information on.
Yeah. Well, first of all, the Bible doesn't give us a clue as to the age of the earth. So it doesn't give us a hierarchy of creation, a chronology of creation. It gives us a hierarchy culminating in the crowning jewels of his creation. And you can see that there's no chronology involved, even in the genealogies. The genealogies are not sequential, they're symmetrical. So in Genesis, you have 10 genealogies prior to the flood and 10 after, very much like what Matthew does, where he gives us three sets of 14. So it becomes apparent readily for all that are paying attention that this is not to give us how old the earth is. If you want to find the age of the earth, you have to look not at special revelation, but rather at general revelation. For in general revelation, you see God's imprimatur, you see his fingerprints on the universe that he has made. And by and large, looking at general revelation, it becomes very, very clear that the universe is not measured in thousands of years, nor is Earth, but rather in billions of years. For example, some things are a matter of conjecture, some biological paradigms and so forth, but some is a matter of just direct observation. You can look in the night sky and you can see a star that is in infancy. You can see a star that is in midlife. You can see a white dwarf star that's burned out its nuclear fusion. And it's kind of like a tank full of gas. You can project how long your car is going to run on that much gas. And so there's a way of figuring out how long it takes from a star given size to go from infancy to become a white dwarf star. So, again, all of these kinds of things, I mean, measuring ice cores in Greenland or Antarctica or all these kinds of things, like measuring tree rings, give you some kind of an idea with respect to age. And therefore, I think that general revelation is positing a universe that is very old indeed. The universe probably, science is telling us, somewhere around 13.8 billion years old, and the Earth somewhere in the vicinity of 4.5 billion years.
So your facts are mainly in line with evolutionist scientific theories of how old Earth is.
With evolution. You got to remember that evolution is bankrupt when it comes to the age question, because you could not form something as simple as a protein molecule by random chance or through natural selection. So the notion that you could have a universe that is only 13.8 billion years old would not give you enough time to form a protein molecule. And even if you could form a protein molecule in that period of time, forming the second would be infinitely more difficult. So evolution simply doesn't have enough time to work in the posited age of the universe that is given by modern science.
So how long do you think we as humans have been here on the Earth?
Well, there's a fairly good consensus between Christians and scientists on that idea. I mean, there's not a whole lot of difficulty between the two camps when it comes to human beings. I mean, we've been here for a relatively short period of time, given the length of time that the universe has existed or the Earth has existed.
Okay, so 10,000 years. What's the timeline there?
Well, I think the timeline is typically given as a little more than 10,000 years. It's probably more in the vicinity of 100,000 years, but no one's absolutely certain. There are a lot of markers that give us some kind of an estimate, some kind of a range. But one of the things that we have to take seriously is reading the Bible in the sense in which it's intended, which is to say that if you read the book of Genesis and you read that God walked with Adam in the cool of the day, don't think God has big feet. Or if God said, Adam, where are you? Don't think that God has lost his omniscience. It's important to read the text in the sense in which it is intended. And what happens in the first 11 chapters of Genesis is you get sort of in other episodes, that kind of an idea. You're caught up, as it were, to the big macro issues of what is going on, so that when you get to chapter 12, you have God calling Abraham out of Ur of the Chaldees, and then you have God's unfolding plan of redemption, which is the main point of the Bible, culminating in paradise lost becoming paradise restored. So this is the meta-narrative of Scripture. Nowhere in Scripture, however, are we given age parameters. Even the days themselves, I think, are very significant, because as I've written in my book, The Creation Answer Book, I point out that the history of creation is remembered and recalled through its association with the continuous seven-day cycle of life. So it is, in that sense, a mnemonic.
Right. Well, thank you, Hank. I look forward to your show every day. There's no show like it on the air, and it's insightful, and I think you're doing great work, and thank you for taking my call.
Well, I thank you for listening carefully and also for pressing the point, because I think that's important. All we want to do as we continue our trek through life is to become more and more equipped. Why? Because we want to be able to reach rather than repel, always be ready to give an answer. So really appreciate the way you modeled not only calling, but asking questions.
Right. Thank you. Thank you for your time.
You got it. My pleasure. Back to the phone lines. We'll talk next to Jim. He's listening in Omaha, Nebraska, on Bot Radio. Hi, Jim.
Yes. With regards to the scripture that says that you should remove the plank from your own eye before seeing clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye, I would interpret that that's not telling you to correct all your faults, but to rather to approach your brother with humility, sinner to sinner, rather than self-righteously.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. With gentleness and with respect, there's no question. And what Jesus is saying is that you should not judge self-righteously or hypocritically. And to judge self-righteously or hypocritically would be to judge with a beam in your own eye while you're trying to dislodge a speck in someone else's eye. But Jesus also makes very clear that you are to judge, and when you judge, make certain that you use a right measure or a right standard. And so we should always test all things in light of Scripture and hold fast to that which is good. So on the one hand, Paul tells us that we are to do what we do with gentleness and with respect, as does the Apostle Peter. On the other hand, remember that he was very, very concerned about wolves who entered the sheep pen, camouflaged as sheep. And the reason he was concerned about that is because as a result of wolves in the sheep pen, the sheep, of course, get slaughtered. And so Paul points out that, I know that after I leave, savage wolves will come in among you and will not spare the flock, even from your own numbers. Men will arise, distort the truth. Why? In order to draw away disciples after themselves. So be on your guard. Remember that for 3 years I never stopped warning each one of you night and day with tears. So when spiritual cyanide is being dispensed by the megadose, we would not be following the command of Jesus Christ to simply be silent.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Hey, you got it. Appreciate your call. Appreciate your question. Now back to the phone lines. We'll talk to Tyler next, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Tyler's listening on Butt Radio. Hi, Tyler.
Hey, Hank. Just had a question on prayer languages. I'm hearing this kind of buzzword around in my church, and I just got to say I love my church so much. They are amazing, just a small group, small congregation, my pastors, my mentor. But the sermon this week was on 1 Corinthians 14, and I just am a little bit tripped up on, I guess, the whole notion of how the Holy Spirit can give people spiritual gifts that edify yourself. And I'm under the understanding that the Holy Spirit gives gifts to edify the church. And, you know, Paul kind of goes through in 1 Corinthians about praying in a tongue, and if I'm praying, I don't understand what I'm saying. My spirit prays, but my mind is unfruitful. And I guess if you go through the whole of Scripture and read all the prayers that were ever offered, they're all intelligible words. So I'm just wondering what the point of prayer languages are and where this concept kind of came from. I'm just not sure about it.
Well, you're wise to point to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, because what Paul is doing in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 is pointing out that there's a similarity between tongues and prophecy, which is to say, if a tongue is interpreted, then it takes on the power of prophecy, the power in the sense of strengthening, edifying, encouraging the believers so that they might live not by might nor by power, but by His Spirit. So it is an equivalency then if you can give an interpretation to prophecy. It strengthens and edifies the believers. If I speak in a human language, for example, I speak Dutch. If I speak Dutch, and that is not the common language of the culture, well, maybe someone would be in the church and listening to me speaking in Dutch, and they wouldn't have a clue as to what I was saying because they don't understand Dutch. Now, my spirit might be soaring with a particular insight that God has given me by the Spirit, yet nonetheless, no one else would be edified by way of understanding because they simply don't understand Dutch. So I think certainly many in biblical times were given the gift of being able to speak in many different languages, but Paul wanted to speak in a language that became discernible to the people that he was communicating with. Much could be said. I've written about this in the Complete Bible Answer book.
A dolphin's echolocation system, or biosonar, permits it to detect a BB at the bottom of a swimming pool blindfolded. To think this ability arose from blind chance is nothing short of preposterous.
Learn more about how the dolphin's biosonar and other biological wonders in Earth's underwater realm reflect the highest levels of purpose and design in Living Waters, the latest film in Alestra Media's The Design of Life series. To receive Living Waters on DVD as our thanks for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. Equip.org. Hank Hanegraaff will be back after the break. Because life and truth are under attack by secularists who deem the Bible nothing more than primitive superstitions and fairy tales, Christians are called to give reasons for what and why they believe to highly educated skeptics and atheists. Wisdom, however, warns against engaging in a defense of the one true faith without adequate training and preparation. The book by J. Warner Wallace, God's Crime Scene, A Cold Case Detective Examines the Evidence for a Divinely Created Universe, will equip you to present and defend the arguments and evidence for God's existence. To receive God's Crime Scene as our thanks for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. Or visit equip.org. Equip.org. We live in an age of increasingly militant secularism and scientism, an age in which science, reinforced by its stunning successes and unprecedented benefits in our quality of life, is increasingly the arbiter of what constitutes truth. But the question is, do the facts of science really suggest a world governed by blind chance? Or do they ultimately point to purpose and design? Living Waters, the latest film by Alestra Media, explores Earth's astonishing underwater realm and shows how it's a realm where biological wonders reflect the highest levels of purpose and design. To receive your copy of Living Waters on DVD as our thank you for your support, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. Recently, Time magazine noted a number of prominent evangelical churches and leaders who have reversed their positions on homosexuality. Time concluded that, quote, "change is coming to one of the last redoubts of opposition to gay marriage in America," end quote. Is modern evangelicalism on the cusp of embracing a God-ordained civil rights movement or a grotesque error masquerading as reformation? Other topics include Putting Race in Biblical Perspective, Two Views on Human Origins, How Christianity Led to the Rise of Modern Science, and much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI or subscribe online at equip.org. The likelihood of the astonishing intelligence manifested in nature arising from blind chance is simply preposterous. Did you know that a sea turtle possesses a biological system that allows it to navigate thousands of miles using Earth's magnetic field? Learn more about how sea turtle navigation and other biological wonders in Earth's underwater realm reflect the highest levels of purpose and design in Living Waters, the new film by Alestra Media. To receive Living Waters on DVD as our thank you for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI. Make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. Or visit equip.org. Equip.org. We now return to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thanks so much, Randy, and we'll go right back to our phone callers. Next up is Nicole. She's listening in Atlanta, Georgia's Sirius XM 131. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Hank. I've been a Christian really devout Christian since I was in my 20s, but recently, from what I've heard in church, I'm real confused about the book of Revelation. I was raised by my parents that not to worry, not to even study the book of Revelation, because we're going to be raptured before the Antichrist comes, before the mark of the beast comes. So my question is, as a Christian, do I have to worry about ever facing the Antichrist or being forced to take the mark of the beast through torture? Or is the rapture even real, is my question. I've just heard two different things from two different pastors, and I'm real confused.
Well, there's no biblical basis for a pre-tribulational rapture, nor is there any biblical basis for suggesting that there's going to be a great tribulation in the future likened to what happened under the Old Testament Antichrist that I mentioned earlier on in the show, Antiochus the Fourth Epiphanes. This was a great tribulation, and Jesus looked at that great tribulation, and he used it as the basis for predicting that there would be another great tribulation that happened when Jerusalem and the temple were destroyed. So biblically, you have great tribulations, but beyond that, you have our Lord Jesus Christ saying, in this world, you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. You have John saying already many antichrists have come. So throughout every epoch of time, there have been monstrous personalities. And there's no reason why we would not think that we're going to face that today. In terms of the mark of the beast, you're either marked by what you do in your worldview as belonging to the Lamb or belonging to the beast. And that's the way it is in every single epoch of time. Now, when people ask, am I going to go through tribulation or is there going to be a great tribulation? It's hard to imagine that they are as naive as not knowing what is going on in the world today. I was reading a newspaper article just the other day about what's going on in the Middle East. Christianity predates Islam by about 600 years, but it's about to be cleansed from the Middle East. You talk to a Coptic Christian, they know just how precarious their existence in 90% of Muslim Egypt remains. Elsewhere, it is far, far worse. 21 Coptic Christians beheaded by the Islamic State in Libya. In Syria and Iraq, where the Islamic State rules, the consequences of being Christian are horrifying. Enslavement, massacre, torture, crucifixion, exile. You ask those people, am I going through tribulation? Absolutely, they're going through tribulation. And I was just having a dinner with a Palestinian Christian who was talking about ministering in Iraq and talking about my book, The Apocalypse Code, being used there by many different pastors. And he was talking about the absolute atrocities that are taking place in that part of the world. But the missionaries keep going there. Pastors that are still there are still there. Why? Because in this world you will have tribulation, but Jesus went on to say, take heart, I've overcome the world. These are real men and women of courage who have an eternal perspective. But those who are asking, you know, is there going to be a mark of the beast? Is there going to be some trouble that I might have in this world? Yes, in this world you'll have tribulation.
Okay, and so those movies that they put out about Left Behind, where the people that are left there are the ones that have to face the, I don't know, the Antichrist or whatever, that's unscriptural.
It's abominable, quite frankly, I mean, the Left Behind series, because it's not only suggesting that two-thirds of the Jews are going to be killed in a horrific Holocaust that makes anything that happened to the Jews in the past pale by comparison. But after Jesus appears a second time, people will be lost and saved. In fact, Left Behind creator Tim LaHaye believes that there's going to be a rebuilt temple with reinstituted temple sacrifices in the millennium, and those sacrifices are efficacious, or they atone for sin, which by logical extension means that the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross did not atone for all sins. These are not the places to get your theology from. Far better to learn the art and science of biblical interpretation and learn to read Revelation for all it's worth. Revelation is a great book. A lot of people think it's mysterious and it's just incomprehensible. Not true. The language of Revelation is an unfolding or an apocalypse, not just in the sense of this unfolding of what is going to happen during the Great Tribulation prophesied by Jesus Christ that would take place when Jerusalem and the temple were destroyed, and that happened just as Jesus Christ prophesied. But it's an apocalypse in the sense of a linguistic matrix that finds its roots somewhere. Those roots are in the rest of the Bible. So in Revelation, you have a virtual recapitulation of biblical history. And what those living in the epicenter of a Caesar cult are being told is be faithful and courageous. You're going to suffer for a little while. Your vindication is an eternal vindication. So Revelation is a book that is well worth reading, but you have to read it in light of the rest of Scripture, as opposed to reading it with the newspaper in one hand and the Bible in the other.
Yes, I do have a study Bible, and I've always been intimidated about opening up and reading it because just so confused. But yeah, you're right. I do seem to like to read the Bible and pray about it, and it will come to me.
Well, learn the art and science of biblical interpretation. It is well worthwhile. It's, as I said earlier on, it's an art in that the more you do it, the better you get at it. It's a science in that rules apply.
Yes.
Appreciate your call.
Thank you so much, Hank.
You got it, Nicole. Back to the phone lines. We'll talk to Mario next. Kansas City, Missouri, listening on Bot Radio. Hi, Mario.
Hey, Brother Hank, how are you doing, sir?
I'm well, thank you.
I got a quick question for you. Jesus shed his blood at Calvary. Where did the blood flow to, and what was that symbolic of?
Well, the blood is symbolic of the death of Jesus Christ. Every time we partake of communion or the Lord's table or the Thanksgiving meal, the Eucharist as it is called, we remember the body and blood of Jesus Christ for the atonement of our sins. And we remember that Christ's death not only brings us the certainty that we can be realigned with God, as it were, that we can come into right relationship with Him and spend eternity with Him, but much more than that, that we can experience life now that is life to the full. I have come that they may have life, said Jesus, and that they may have life more abundantly. So, yeah, I mean, it is a meal that we partake of, not only to remember the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, but to feed on His graces such that we can live life not just by our own energy, but as Paul put it, by His energy that so powerfully works in us.
Okay, so a pastor was telling me that it flowed down the Kidron Valley. When it flowed from Calvary, it went down in the Kidron Valley, and that was symbolic of something other than what you just said. So I wasn't totally sure of that.
Yeah, and then it dripped into the Ark of the Covenant. On and on these theories go. I mean, it is quite fascinating how sensationalism and sophistry has captured the pulpits of our day. And we have pastors going out on quest to find the Ark of the Covenant now because the blood of Jesus Christ may be encoded there because it dripped down into the Ark of the Covenant in the Kidron Valley, and on the mythology goes. The fact of the matter is, if you read the Bible carefully, I'm thinking about Jeremiah chapter 3 now, where the prophet Jeremiah, speaking for the Lord, says, "Return, faithless people, for I am your husband. I will choose you, one from a town and two from a clan, and bring you to Zion. Then I will give you shepherds after my own heart, who will lead you with knowledge and with understanding," not with sensationalism and sophistry. "In those days, when your numbers have increased greatly in the land, declares the Lord, men will no longer say, 'The Ark of the Covenant, the Ark of the Covenant.'
The Ark of the Covenant, it will never enter their minds or be remembered. It will not be missed, nor will another one be made. Why? Because Jesus fulfills the types and shadows. I mean, you have Jesus standing in the shadow of luminous limestone and glistening gold, a temple where sacrifices are performed by the priest over and over and over again, the blood flowing and spilling and draining and dripping. And there is the ultimate sacrificial lamb, the real temple. And when the master teacher comes, the temple no longer has value. Ichabod could be written over the temple. But people want to go back to types and shadows. What does Hebrews say about that? In no uncertain words, Hebrews says to go back to types and shadows. When the ultimate sacrificial lamb has come, is tantamount to trampling upon the sacred blood of Jesus Christ. So let's not regress. Let's not long for a third and a fourth temple. Jesus is the temple. Jesus is Jerusalem. Jesus is the master teacher. And when he has come, there is no need for regressing to types and shadows. So now we have the new covenant in his blood, which is better than the blood of bulls and goats. Why? Because he is the substance that fulfills the shadow. And today, we've taken the Eucharist meal, the Thanksgiving meal, communion, the Lord's table. We've made it occasional. And instead of focusing on the main and the plain things, what we are doing is focusing on the things that titillate. But the problem is, what you win someone by is what you win them to. So if you win them to some sensationalistic theory, that's how you have to keep them. You have to keep amping up the sensationalism. Far better that Christians learn how to read their Bible so that it opens like a fragrant rose and they can smell its fragrance and indulge in its beauty. The Art and Science of Biblical Interpretation, I've done various resources for that, including a flip chart you can find on the web at equip.org. You can learn how to read the Bible for all it's worth or mine it for all its wealth by reading one of my books, Has God Spoken? Many more resources available. You can find them on the web, equip.org. Thanks for listening in. Thanks for standing shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. So long for now.
You've been listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. To listen to the broadcast on the internet, visit equip.org, where you'll also find a wealth of information and resources to equip you. To talk to a resource consultant, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. Cold case detective J. Warner Wallace would never allow a divine intruder to enter his life. Yet over time, something changed, and he now sees himself as a guest in the Creator's universe. Detective Wallace is not a theist because his parents believed or because he needed to fulfill a void in his life. Rather, he says, "I believe God exists because the evidence leaves me no reasonable alternative." God's Crime Scene, a cold case detective examines the evidence for a divinely created universe, presents the cosmological, biological, mental, and moral cases for God. To receive God's Crime Scene as our thanks for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. Equip.org.
A dolphin's biosonar permits it to distinguish the difference between a golf ball and a ping pong ball based solely on its density. In fact, dolphins can see inside things. What's more, a dolphin can detect a BB at the bottom of a swimming pool blindfolded. To think a dolphin's echolocation system simply arose from purposeless processes rooted in blind chance is nothing short of preposterous. Learn more about how the biological wonders in Earth's underwater realm reflect the highest levels of purpose and design in Living Waters, the latest film in Illustra Media's The Design of Life series. To receive your copy of Living Waters on DVD as our thank you for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org.